Let's wrap us into 2025.
Guys, welcome to the Gas Boys Studio 2.0 gas station.
Too much.
Shut up. You're turning your enthusiasm. It's turning people off.
Gas Boys Studio 2.0.
Hit that wickety whack beat, yo. Is it turned up?
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Here we go.
I killed the vibe.
You killed the vibe. Restart it.
Restart.
Welcome back to the Gas Boys Studio 2.0 gas station. Let's roll, boys.
Play that funky music, white boy. Gavin, you gonna jump in first?
Yeah. Dean Joseph on the beat. Bring in the heat.
Gas Boys Studio 2025. New year, new guys, new vibes. New station. Gonna rock this generation. Where's the light switch? Turn them out, don't need them for this heat we're bringing. Bring up the flames, let the floor on fire. No pain,
no pain, no pain, no gain. All the gas boys got a big brain. All the gas boys going insane. We all gonna get the fame. We all got big brain. You cannot tame us.
Bold boys, blueberry guys, nectarine, peach vibes. Parker, what you want?
What you
Red Bull this year? What you
want? They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
Gas Boy Studio, we're getting
bust.
No more busts for the boys. Nail it up. Nail it up.
2025.
No toys. Cause we ain't playing. No more kids. Yeah, we're just jamming with the boys.
Just jamming with the boys.
Wow.
Bam, 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 bam.
2025.
You guys, can you believe how hot we're coming in to 2025? New studio.
New boys.
New fire raps.
You guys, what a way
new
to
fire
start the new year.
Under my
in a
seat.
New studio.
Yeah.
This is the first episode of 2025.
Yes, it is.
And it's in the... What? 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 What?
Okay, Macklemore, what is it?
What?
Gas Boy Studio.
Gas Boy Studio.
Right here. Probably should have moved it over a little bit. The chair's kind of blocking it.
Slide
it. Doesn't matter.
It's on a magnet. Slide that thing.
I was talking about the outlet.
Oh.
It doesn't matter, though. Because we're going to put a massive couch in here. You guys, this is just...
This is just the beginning.
This is just the beginning. It's allowing us to bring everything to fruition. Okay.
Yeah.
We can take our ideas and just throw them up
throw
on the wall.
Throw them up on the wall, see what sticks.
Parker loves throwing up, and he's going to throw up all over.
You guys,
this
seriously.
Place when we're done.
This will be the longest that we're in a studio. We guarantee it.
We guarantee it.
We guarantee it.
We guarantee
the longest
it.
We've been in a studio thus far has probably been what?
Almost a year.
45 episodes?
Maybe.
50 episodes?
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's crazy. We've been moving around.
We were in
so
the first
much.
One for a very long time, but then once we had the six set up and started going on YouTube, then we had to change it around.
I know.
It's
such
stuff.
A shame.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one, it's only getting better from this. Right now, we don't have paint or furniture or sound treatment, but it's all coming.
All roads lead to the second story gas station.
Yeah. You guys, oh man, I'm so excited to where this is sick. This is going to be so cool once it's decked out because it'll just look like so hidden. You just walk into this old.
Whoa.
It's like, man, what's in here? Go
what's
up the stairs
door?
To the loft of this old. What are we doing?
These stairs are so steep. How
yeah.
I'm going to fall.
I hope they're not going to kidnap me. And then boom. What? So impressive.
It's a studio room.
And it's got my D.
What?
It's got my deer on the wall.
Your what? Oh, yeah. Oh, your deer? There's no way we can mount that in here.
Yeah, it's
put it right there.
Go
you can put it on
right
the ceiling,
here.
Bro. Let's put it on the ceiling, facing down.
That'd be so sick.
It like poke you in the eye then.
If we bring it here, we gotta name it and make it a member of the
deer.
Podcast.
It'll be up here.
Okay.
We can
that's
name
the only place
that.
You can really go because of the way its head turns. Oh. It'd have to be either there or here. But if it was there, it'd have to be so low on the wall. It's got a massive rack.
Dang, dude.
Big Racula. OG.
Oh, we can name it Big Racula.
Yes.
You could go right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
No, that's Big Racula's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a bunch of decorations we got to put in here. Some vinyls. We got to get like some vinyls of our favorite albums.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
throw some foam up here.
Honestly,
on the
walls
we got too.
So much stuff.
PUBG memorabilia, Fortnite memorabilia, obviously.
You guys,
Oregon Duck
stuff.
Bunch of Oregon Duck stuff. Yeah, guys, mail us your stuff. We'll put it in here.
Oh.
Yeah, seriously.
You got to mail that notebook, too.
I know.
Remember when we got hot sauce from.
Yes.
From Crestwood Chef.
I thought about that for the first time in forever the other day, buying hot sauce.
And it was delicious hot sauce. I was saying the same thing. I bought hot sauce yesterday and I thought about it.
It was so good.
It was delicious.
I thought about that the other day too.
It wasn't too hot. But
he
it
had
still
a label on there too.
Yeah.
It said Gas Boys.
Took our logo, crossed out podcast. Gas Boys hot sauce.
Yeah, that's sick. That was awesome. Guys, send us some stuff. We'll put it up in here. If you have anything that you want
don't
to
spend
us.
Money on it.
Make some fan unless art. You want somebody to. Draw. Somebody draw us.
Yeah, draw us. Guys, make us an edit.
They
did that already.
Yeah. Make another one for a Christian edit now.
Got you guys to come edit on. For this studio reveal.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. It took me 30 seconds to make, and 29 of those seconds were recording. So.
Recording my butt specifically. I was Parker, like, what's going on back
it.
There?
It was a butt took edit, you guys.
You guys are going to love it.
Parker Gyat edit.
Yeah.
It was awesome. You guys, I know that you don't like when we talk about the Ducks, and everyone who's been hating on the Ducks, you have finally, your wish has been granted.
Yes, you have finally, your wish has been granted.
You guys, seriously, we can't talk about it now for months because they lost.
We won't talk about Oregon football for a long time, probably.
Very long time, and no one will because we have faded back into irrelevancy. Lost in the first round of the playoffs. No, second round of the playoffs.
Absolutely shellacked.
Got smacked around.
It was
if anybody doesn't watch football, 34-8 is not a good score going into halftime.
34-0 it was the score the like quarter. With a couple minutes left in the half.
And we barely scored.
Yeah, not good. And it was a team that we've already beat this year, so that's even worse.
Even not gooder.
So
but that's it. That's out of our system. We still love the Ducks.
Yes. Oh yeah, we love the Ducks.
Tez Johnson's gonna be the best receiver of all time. Sorry, Gavin, I had your gain way down.
It's hilarious.
Since you're rapping so loud.
Oh my gosh.
I bet you're going to look back on that like, wow, I'm glad I did that.
The what?
The rapping.
Oh, it was a good rap.
Oh, yeah. I never regret
that's
rapping.
What I'm saying. You're going to look back on it like, wow.
I think you're going to look back on it and think, man, I should have spit a verse. Then Parker had no part in the sickest freestyle of all time.
Parker has so much fear.
I gave credits to the artist.
Yeah, you did.
So we won't get struck down, hopefully.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's good of Parker. Yeah, you never join our freestyles.
He's very fearful of freestyling.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I just don't want to put you all to shame.
Let it really. Possess you, dude. Let it the does. Spirit of freestyling just take over.
Not like that.
Yeah, let
it's like a joke. It's like a joke we believe in.
Yeah, you know. It's not witchcraft, you guys.
Yeah.
It's just freestyling, and it's pretty fun if you
and
join in.
That's exactly why I don't partake.
I don't want to partake in the evil things.
I remember when we, going to Kansas City, I just could not do it.
Yeah, when we were driving.
It was something about the road and the toad and the grass and the pass. And,
and we couldn't do anything.
Yeah, he was
On the road.
He was driving also.
Smashed a toad.
I also drove.
Yeah, that's true. Driving doesn't really take
Gavin,
any
I don't think
power.
Did anything when he was driving, except hit a dog.
I didn't hit that
Gavin did not hit the dog.
You mind, were driving when that happened.
You used your mind control on the semi-truck driver.
Drive faster. Yeah. Dog freeze.
Dog freeze.
Oh my gosh, that was the worst day of my life.
It was so terrible. It was a big dog. It was a big dog.
Of all the days, of all the things in my life, I remember vividly. That's one.
I remember.
I remember the bending of that stainless steel bumper. Just
chunks of meat flying everywhere. That frame to go from the normal dog standing there looking happy to it just exploding.
I remember it getting sucked.
Yeah.
I remember, it going right under that.
And we were just silent. We were like, oh my God.
It's a great way to begin the year.
Yeah.
I remember snapshots from my wedding, though. Remember
that's
one
true.
From your wedding? It was when I was talking to Mariah.
I remember a lot of stuff from everyone's wedding.
Yeah.
And then Christian's getting married.
Oh,
boom. Yeah, 2025 is going to be a big year.
Gavin.
Dancing on the dance floor, Christian's wedding, breaking out my moves. No, I'm not sweating, just kidding. Yeah, I am, because I'm breaking down so hard. Parker on the floor, no partners DJing that boss.
A little something for you guys.
Do you have a DJ?
Yeah.
Not yet. I have to get him. Yeah. I got to get in touch with him. I'm going to get the same one that Gavin had.
Yeah. He was good.
He did good work.
Christian's going to do everything that he needs to do for the wedding this week. It's going to be so easy.
Guys, right. That's a Gas Boys promise. We're actually locked in. We got so much stuff done. It's crazy. It's actually crazy how much stuff we got done.
Aren't you so glad you're having, not getting, what's the word? Eloped.
Married. Getting eloped?
You don't get just for the eloped. Dance party.
I know.
Just for the dance party.
I love dance parties.
It's going to be awesome.
They Not Like Us. We're going to play They Not Like Us.
Yes.
Again!
I hope they play Fiend.
Yeah. And we're going to play Fiend 9 times.
Fiend.
We're just going to let the people decide.
Oh, I don't remember who made this joke the other night. It was hilarious, though. It was something about Fiend. Oh. Rocking your baby to sleep. Singing Fiend. Fiend.
I mean, I can just imagine how funny that would have been.
It was a good joke.
Bro, what?
Fiend.
Bro was
Fiend.
Not there. He wasn't there.
Is that your house?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, it was super cool. Last night, I was working on the studio by myself, painting and mudding. Well, not painting. I was just finishing up mudding.
You did not paint.
And then I took a B-reel of the, not the inside, because I didn't want to show everybody the studio finished, just the exterior door and me standing on the stairs. And then it pops up, Four Bowls of Ice Cream.
What?
Ryan and Haley.
Is that Ticket to Ride?
Ticket to Ride.
I didn't get a ticket to come over.
Dude, you guys, I always see pictures of you guys having your little hangouts, a bunch of freaks. Haley always starts crying.
Yeah.
Gavin and Hannah and Parker Mariah are hanging out without us.
Having freak time without us.
What?
That's what you said, bunch of freaks.
Oh, yes, that's true.
No, it was just that one time, and I think you guys were already done doing
Gavin,
something.
Gavin, do not make it seem like you were going to invite us.
And this was just the one time because Gavin was mudding. So
yeah. You didn't know I was mudding.
I didn't know. I didn't know how easy it was to put up drywall.
Are you interested in Monopoly?
No, I hate Monopoly. No,
dang it, dude.
That's why we don't invite you over.
Yep.
You never said anything about Monopoly.
It's that mindset right there.
I've been dying to play Monopoly.
I've been dying to watch Jenga with you guys.
I want to watch Jenga.
For years, we will never do.
Let's watch tonight. Let's watch it tonight.
Let's throw it up on this bad boy.
I'll watch it tonight.
Throw it up on the 80-inch screen.
You watch it tonight, Parker?
Parker, you watch it tonight with us?
No.
Why?
Where? Work.
Yeah.
If it worked tonight.
He's got to edit.
I got to edit this because we leave for Dallas tomorrow.
Do you work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Gosh, so do I. I should want to watch it. One of these days we'll get out there. We could have watched it in Dallas. We probably would have found some time, but I'm not going to be there.
Dang. Christian's got to grind. Got to grind it out.
It was crazy. Yeah,
there's no gain on
this thing so fast. Yeah, what? There is. You're good.
Oh, okay.
Look how massive that spike was back at the beginning.
Look at that spike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because I yelled. Yeah, you got this thing framed up so fast.
It's a 10 by 10 approximately.
It's a little shorter. It's 10 by more like 9 and...
Ooh, didn't account for the slope when we were measuring.
I just didn't want to buy any longer than 10 foot.
I mean, it just doesn't sound good when you say 10 by 9 and
10 by 10 by 10.
It's 10 by 10, guys.
You guys, this is a great studio.
Carpenters fudge the numbers constantly.
I was going to maybe make one of the walls like... Because you don't want
parallel
walls. But then I thought to myself,
Gavin would never do that.
Why do you not want parallel walls?
For sound.
I'm pretty sure
it goes like this.
Because do you remember the weird storage room that's in between Jane's and Bryce's office?
Yes.
That's like got weird little nooks and crannies. I think they designed that specifically for recording music.
Really?
Also, Bryce's studio doesn't have parallel walls.
Correct.
His walls are like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. That's interesting.
Because if it's just right here.
No, I understand.
Bing, 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 bing. Going back and forth.
Bing, 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 boom, boom, bing, bing, boom, bing, bing. Are these all pillow?
These are pillow. Yeah.
Are these all pillow?
Yeah. Luckily, we got a slope in the roof.
That's true. That helps.
That's going to help a lot.
Probably helps. We can just get some phone up here. It'll sound awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sheetrock is not that fun to put up when you have to do all the little cuts. It's fun when you can put up full sheets, but once you got to start doing little cuts.
I was loving putting up full sheets.
Yeah, I had to do all the small cuts. So, like, all the little ones up there?
You ever built, like, a frame, like a wall?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't either, but it's the best.
It's so fun.
It was so fun.
You're doing the cutting, the shooting?
Cutting, shooting, holding, screwing, all of it.
Gosh.
And then put an outlet up there. You just, I wanted this here. Hammer it in there. Let's run a wire through these 2x4s.
And that's as good as done?
Yep.
My gosh. It's insane.
And if you're getting tired and you need a little pick-me-up, you just stick your finger in the outlet.
Yeah.
Easy.
Picks you right up.
Picks you right up.
It's not going to hurt you. It will give you a good zap, but it's not going to be like a crazy zap.
Oh, yeah. Come on. It can't be that bad.
I've been electrocuted so many times.
Ooh, really? Me too, brother.
Because sometimes I'll work on an outlet.
What do you call it? Roller skated? What did you just say? You've been what so many times?
Electrocuted.
Oh.
Electrocuted.
Been roller skied by Ellis. That's what they call it in the business.
In the business. That's just what it is.
I've been roller skied so many times when I'm working out. Because I work on them live sometimes.
Oh,
I'll usually turn them off unless I don't want to find the breaker.
Man, I would love to learn a skill that's marketable, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, sales, it's a good skill to know.
But you got sales skills.
All right, Gavin.
I've never worked in sales.
The thing is, though, you can't sell sales unless you, like, have, like, a training
unless
thing.
Unless you're Andy Elliott.
Like, yeah.
Freak that guy.
Who's Andy Elliott?
Oh, my gosh.
He loves to talk about how good he is.
It's insane.
He's a sales guy. He
might be the worst guy of all time.
Where?
On Instagram.
On Instagram. He has like a bazillion followers. Everyone loves him.
I don't know. He honestly doesn't have that many. It's just like a million something.
But it's not like a product that you can sell. Like you can, if you're really good at sales, it's not like you can sell that to other people. You can only be hired for it. So you can never really.
You can't sell yourself.
You can't sell yourself unless you start your own. So like you could kind of, we could work at a so lot of different places.
At a place who needs people to sell things to people.
No, I know. Like you can be an employee at like pretty much anywhere. But you can never be your own unless you have also a product that you can sell.
Yeah.
So I just got to, you know, or a skill that you can sell, like carpentry.
Or like... I sell myself all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
How much for Gavin for 1 hour?
10 shekels.
For a day, it's 350.
If I'm just doing shekels.
Like a really basic little thing.
So that's all inclusive.
I charge by the job.
But for 1 hour. You just don't... That's... I mean, you don't... That's... Small
Gavin won't like even 40, put on his.
If it's just for an hour, it's like $45 an hour.
45 doubloons.
Gavin won't even put on his boots unless it's 40 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
I can do a lot in an hour.
Yeah. Built this whole studio in an hour.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like. You guys, tomorrow's. Actually, I'm not going to say that.
What is it?
Nothing.
I'll bleep it out.
No, I was going to. It's like, never mind. January 6th joke.
Oh. Oh, I love that holiday.
Yeah. Favorite holiday. But yeah, so maybe I got to figure out something to get good at. I'll start coding.
Yeah, I remember back in middle school, there's all this propaganda, like, learn how to code. It's going to be useful.
Everyone's going out of business now, dude.
All the coders?
All the coders, because yeah, AI is doing it. It's so like computer engineering, all these people with degrees can't find jobs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But I don't know if AI is as good, like, but it's pretty good.
Like 5 years ago, that was like the thing. Like if you want to make a lot of money right out of school, do computer engineering.
They're probably still using them. Somebody came in here. So
oh my gosh.
What the frick?
Lock the door.
Lock it.
You're about to be infiltrated. Dude, I'm going to put a hidden wall in here that's got guns in it.
Wait, can we get an auto turret in here? It just drops down from the ceiling if someone infiltrates. It's insane.
We gotta move this studio.
Shotgun.
We can't do this. We can't.
Yeah, you know what? Let's move the studio to...
Sorry, we thought this was going to be the permanent gas station.
But there's girls.
That's a good thing with the not putting anything on the outside of the walls is the insulation we can just take out if we have to build another studio.
Bingo.
Bingo, right,
what
bingo.
What the flip is going on?
Yeah, they get a herd of elephants outside trying to get in.
They're going to steal my Red Bull cans. I'm getting a call from Hayden. Okay, you guys, so the fans have found out where I live, and they're trying to see inside the studio.
Oh, hey, guys. What's up? Welcome.
Who is that?
Oh, there's
hundreds. What the
heck? It's so cold. Close the door.
I did not know it was Hayden's friends.
Dude, this is cold, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know. It's fully furnished. Oh, well, yeah, temporarily.
Are y'all renting it out yet?
Yeah.
What, how much?
$700
for the day. I've been on the streets for a while.
For an hour?
Yes.
Oh, to live or to fight?
Yeah, for real.
We actually were going to put a bed in here.
I gotta gamble and then put it all in black.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Then you can afford this place.
Yeah.
So, like a week.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, how much? $700?
Yeah.
Very good.
How did all you guys end up here at once?
Yeah.
What?
How did all you guys end up here at once? You still on break?
Yeah. Yeah, what happened? I thought you guys were all, you know, all over the country.
Yeah, we are, but now we're here.
Oh, you're back?
Yeah.
When do you go back? Temporary. When do you go back?
Never. 12.
Nice.
We're going to Kilgore.
Wow.
We actually all jumped out.
Very prestigious.
Oh, my God.
You guys bring us any food?
Gas Boys was hiring, so.
Yeah, you can be a producer.
It's yeah, we don't pay it, but
you can get free housing.
Yeah,
right here.
Well, that's $700. We could split them.
Yeah,
that's what it. Seven ways.
You guys bring us any Andes or food or what is that?
Not eaten since lunch.
Disrespect. Really?
Disrespect. No, he's married.
Who?
Are you married too?
Oh yeah.
He just got married while you guys were gone.
Dude, they're unk status.
I know, it's disgusting.
And he's also engaged.
Oh, I know that.
The betrothed.
Yeah, come on. Yet. I still got a few months.
That's crazy, bro. That's
yeah.
That's crazy, bro. You about to record?
We're actually recording right now.
Are y'all really?
Yeah.
Dude.
It's been kind of...
We're on there.
No, they're going to cut it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we'll cut it.
Oh, it's going.
It is... You guys are live right now. Yeah, Hayden, we were kind of being sarcastic.
Chat's blowing up right now. It's insane.
No, it's okay.
Y'all stream them and then post them?
No.
No, just post. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, it's okay. Yeah. It was good to see you all. Yeah.
How are you? Hold on. How are you liking college?
What's up?
How are you liking college?
Loving it, bro.
Where are you going?
Oklahoma State.
Oh, cool.
Wow, I heard it's great up there.
Yeah. Yeah, how's Oregon?
Shut up.
Have you guys ever heard of the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
That
was
a little
bad,
bro. Yeah.
See ya.
See ya.
Oh, it's so cold in here now.
I know. Oh my gosh. How did it stay?
Somebody fell down the stairs.
our trap worked, dude.
Oh my god.
The tripwire
trip I left there. I knew that braided fishing line would come in handy.
It wouldn't have worked if it wasn't braided. Oh, it's so cold in here now.
Yeah, that's crazy. Ooh.
Are you guys really that cold?
I'm not cold. I have a full outfit on, but I understand why some people might be cold.
But I understand if you're cold, then you might.
Oh, you got to open it up. Don't let the football on fire.
No, I won't turn it on. I don't have it plugged in. I think we're okay without it.
We're okay.
Sorry, you guys. We were so rudely interrupted
by our good friends.
By our loving fans. They love us.
They love us.
They found out where we live, and now we're going to have to get rid of them.
Yeah, we've had this studio for 10 minutes. People already found that it's insane.
Gosh.
But we're back. Did you hear...
guys, go look at what Christian just did with his lips.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, my lips have been dry. Have you guys' lips been chapped?
No. When I was up in Oklahoma,
I got stocked up on Burt's Bees for Christmas.
Oh, I can't do.
Burt's Bees is actually fantastic.
Everyone
bro.
Knows my stance on chapstick.
Hates it.
I know.
It's just such an emblem of it's such an emblem of big like big industry, like just like the big business.
Yeah.
For instance, big chapstick, they don't care about your lips being chapped. No. They care about you buying more chapstick.
They care about your lips being chapped.
So every single time I use chapstick, my lips get so much more chapped for like the next 2 weeks. I have to cut it off and not use it, or else my lips stay in an endless cycle of being chapped because they only care about my money.
The only ones that work, Burt's Bees.
I don't feel like that's
true. I've been using chapstick a long time and I had Burt's Bees. That was the only one available. So I bought it at the store because my lips were crying. They were like grinding together and they were speaking to me.
Literally dust. Chapstick.
And so I got some. Burt's Bees was fantastic, and it soothed my pain.
Yeah. I would rather just use a natural remedy.
Lips start bleeding. He goes, there's that jab. Just like,
blood. So right moisturized.
So moist. coconut oil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the fat from the steak you cook.
Fat from the steak I cook. I just blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, just like growing on.
I use that as mouthwash.
The gristle.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ooh, love me some grist. Parker, not... Actually, never mind. Remember when you... Didn't you eat a spoonful of fat or something?
Not a spoonful, just a chunk.
And you made such a big deal out of it. And like, people choose to do that.
It's nasty, though.
I guess.
People would pay to be able to eat that. They uh-huh. would buy the fat from you.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's good for you and doesn't
it's
taste
just the
that
texture,
bad.
Dude. It tastes good. It's the texture that's wicked.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That's where all the flavor is.
It's flavor country, we call it.
Flavor town.
Yeah. Did you guys hear, speaking of big businesses that are screwing you, actually, and you didn't even realize it?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear all the stuff about honey?
Yes, I did.
Did you know? What? Do you under? Okay.
The coupon app?
The coupon yes. app. They're actually so...
The bad guys.
Corrupt. And they are doing you dirty, Gavin, and Parker dirty.
And me dirty.
And everyone that's using it, and everyone that is in the... That is trying to earn a commission anywhere. Let me explain. So many programs in the world
programs.
So like, for instance, there's these things called affiliate programs.
Yes.
And so many companies use them. Amazon uses it. An affiliate program is like,
if we were partnered with Red Bull, yes, you could use our affiliate link to buy Red Bull. If you click on our link,
boom, if you click the link
back from Red Bull,
then it tracks, like it puts like a little tracker in that link. You click on it, puts a little tracker on there. And if someone checks out, even within 30 days of using your link, that the if they follow that link and they end up buying it, then you get a commission for it.
Ooh.
Big commissions. So you can do anything on Amazon can have an affiliate link. Pretty much any website you buy from has an affiliate program.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm trying to think how to explain this.
So when you go to checkout, there's a button you can click that says apply Honey, and it scours the internet for any sort of discount coupon codes or whatever. But if you click that button, it automatically replaces any sort of affiliate links with Honey's affiliate link.
Yeah.
So then they get money that people should have gotten for their affiliate links. It actually uses Honey. So Honey gets paid by the website for that.
So if you ever click search for discounts, whatever, then even if you click someone else's affiliate link and you used Honey at checkout, then the commission will go to Honey every single time. Even if they don't find any discounts, if they have no discounts to offer, there's a thing you can click that just says, okay, got it. You just click, okay, got it. If you click that, it immediately deletes the previous person's commission tracker and puts in Honey's tracker.
Oh,
so it takes all the commission for it. So if there's ever any link that you follow to Honey's getting the commission. Also,
which it just made me think for the longest time, why would companies ever want to do any sort of promo codes with anybody now? Because if you can use Honey, it can find the best one, and they just are losing money without even knowing that they're advertisers.
Well,
whatever.
You bring up a great point, Parker. And here's where Honey's also screwing you, the consumer, devious. Not just people that are making commission. Also people that are using Honey. Websites, because all websites have to agree to be a partner with Honey.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sign up to be used by Honey. So like Amazon, like obviously you can press the Honey link on Amazon and it searches for the discounts. But you can choose, when you're a partner with Honey as a business, you can choose what promo codes you allow it to find and what promo codes you don't allow it to find. So you could say, like, I don't want people to be getting 25%
off. Don't find this specific advertiser.
Yeah, anything, like you can do, find any promo code less than 10% and apply that. So it's not actually scouring the internet for the best discounts.
Yeah.
It's only scouring the internet for the discounts that the company allows. So like you can easily...
And they're getting the money for it too.
And they're getting the money for it. So you could easily go online and just find like a discount that's way more, and there's like a bunch of videos now of people doing it, like Honey gave this discount,
because there have been times when I've gone to buy something from watching a YouTube video or whatever, and there was a product and I went and looked at it and I knew that this person had a code I could put in, but I also was like, oh, Honey might find something better. Boom, you do that, you just screwed.
And so many people have Honey person. So like,
yeah,
that's probably such there's an issue with
17 million people have it downloaded as a Chrome extension.
Oh my gosh.
There's probably so much business that's being missed out on people that are just like, well, I guess I'm not getting many sales. And it turns out that Honey, it's just because
Honey's sucking them dry. It's a PayPal company too, which I thought PayPal was like
bankrupt.
What?
No, I don't know.
Oh yeah. And
misinformation.
There's a few other things. I feel like I didn't explain that very well.
No, we got it.
But
I understood it, and I knew nothing about it before you started.
And
talking.
He is so dumb, and he understood.
Gavin's an idiot.
Gavin, I didn't say it. I didn't mean it. Actually, you know what? In case there's any idiots listening and they feel bad for themselves for not getting it.
Oh,
it's not going to make him feel any better.
Yeah, because you just called.
Oh crap!
You guys, Parker, he didn't mean it.
No,
he did. He's a jerk.
Did you watch? Have you watched Mr. Beast games?
I haven't watched the new one.
The newest one was
Buns?
Not the best out of them. It was still good, but
yeah.
Oh my gosh, bro. Such an insane show.
I know. People make me so mad on there.
Yes.
I said that they needed to watch out for like people.
You know what? That's true. Yeah.
You know, doing stuff after the games.
Oh, like hunting people down and killing them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or people like,
or hurting them.
Harming
dude,
themselves.
I would probably threaten violence outside of the game if I was in that situation. If I was in some of the, like the one situation where it was a three people in the box and one person had to stay. Like that one guy that he lost the game.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't leave. He's like, nope, I'm not going. And it's on TV and like flipped off the camera.
Yeah.
I would have been like, okay, I will kill you. I will kill you once we leave this.
There was that one though with the
two people
that were kind of like a couple.
Oh my gosh.
And the one girl, they played a game of Uno. The one girl lost. But they were cheating.
They were cheating.
But she was like, I feel like we should just play one more game. And then they all got eliminated.
Hilarious.
Which I'd be so happy if I was her looking back.
Yeah.
I'd be so glad I didn't give up because these two people cheated.
Dude, those two brothers.
That was terrible.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that kid talking to each other the entire time.
We were talking to each other.
Manipulated her so bad.
I know.
Like, even with the numbers, it did not make any sense.
Yeah. And she. The odds. Oh my gosh. And she was like just so upset and crying and so vulnerable. And they were just.
Taking advantage.
Predators, bro. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'll kill them.
And he was the first one to go to the island.
I know. And they literally. I hope.
Oh, don't tell me about the new one. Do they get hunted on the island by the Navy SEALs?
The new one doesn't. They're not on the island yet. In the new one. They're just figuring out
who's... When they get to the island.
Like at the end of the episode, everyone arrives at the island. Because it's just the remaining people getting to the island is the next episode.
The people on the island, that episode is going to be fun because they're getting hunted by Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
If you get found, you're eliminated or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Some of the Christian people on there, too, are a little like...
Disingenuous.
Weird. No, maybe. But maybe... Some kind of.
What do you think of the beard guy? He's kind of polarizing. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an interesting.
I think he's good, but he's just. I don't know if people can understand why he's doing that if they don't have the same background as him or the same belief. Mm-hmm. They're like, this guy's insane.
Yeah.
Like there are some people who are like, oh, he seems like a cult leader. Well, no, he just
loves people and he's very nice.
Yeah.
We call him Kind to Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
That one dude that lost because he had more meat on the sandwich.
Yes,
and he turned down $1 million. If I was one of those three people, dude, I would be like, I'm literally only here because you turned down $1 million.
Yeah.
And so if I saw him get the sandwich, I would have just taken it, bro. Maybe I wouldn't have in that situation, being there in real life. But I was like, how are you not sacrificing yourself for this guy? He turned down $1 million.
I know.
You're only here because of him.
If I was the person up on the tower, though, I would have hit that button for $1 million.
I
would have hit it before $1 million, probably.
Because you're still in the game.
Yeah. The only reason is because they elected you. That makes it harder.
Oh,
I get
eliminated? Oh, okay.
Even if you did get eliminated.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
I know, I'm saying, like, even if you get... I would rather probably have gotten eliminated
go back
in the game after you just eliminated all those people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder how many people would have been like, hey, I'd have done the same thing and not hated you for it. Maybe I hated you because...
There were definitely people down there that were like...
They also saved those other people because they didn't get eliminated, only your row.
Yeah.
But you eliminated 125 people and got $1 million.
Oh my goodness.
The people in the box... This is the last thing I'm going to say. The three people in the box that... had decided who it was going to be, and she just wouldn't stand up and wouldn't
clip
it to herself. And they did it too late.
Yeah, and she was crying like, I can't
do it. I would have been so mad. I can't do it to you. You got to do it yourself. I just won't. I'll stand next to you. I just can't do it to you.
Bro, so crazy. Watch the Beast Games. It's insane.
And insane that like a big network, Anthony brought this point up, that they didn't think of this before. Like... It took this YouTube guy to make a game show this epic.
Yeah, that's what we were saying, is he obviously has created so much stuff and content that people watch, and he created this entire business, the entire platform, whereas all the people going to big networks just got hired and didn't have to like generate millions of dollars to get to that point.
Yeah, that's true. He obviously knows it better than anyone.
Yeah, because he was there from the beginning.
He knows how to keep people engaged, but I was locked in the whole time. Yeah. I've never been locked in like that before.
I wonder if that's how Gas Boys listeners feel when they're
watching. That's exactly how they feel.
That's probably how they feel.
They've actually made it so interesting that I can't turn away or stop.
I love the episode where they're all on the squares and they have to decide. And like when a whole row gets eliminated, it's like,
oh, the very first episode that was on YouTube, our cousin's husband was on there.
Yeah, I do.
And he was on the team. Of the girl that jumped off
early,
the timer even started.
That's so funny.
Which, if you're going to go out to somebody doing that, I'd prefer them not getting the money.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, 100%.
But I was talking to my aunt about it, and she said that they had like a whole bunch of security taking her out, asking her out because there were a lot of people that were
mad.
So mad at her.
I was thinking about this. I wonder, I can't remember if the game or the deal was if you jump off the platform, you get the money, or you have to jump off and then go touch the money to get it. once the timer starts. Because if I was on the other platform, I'd be waiting in case someone on my team jumped off to go get the money, then I would beat them to it. Oh. I would jump off and try
I think
and
it's
get
the first one to hit the ground.
You're just first to touch the ground.
I'd be ready to... I would just jump straight to the ground.
How do you go faster than gravity?
Well, because I'm throwing myself into the ground. They're, like, jumping off and going, like, up and out. Yeah. Like she did. She ran and jumped.
Mm. I would have, just hover your foot over it. Someone jumps. Yeah. Boom. Just like that. Mm-hmm. Donezo.
Oh, you were going to... Oh,
I think some people were doing that. Yeah. Like, had their feet hanging off.
That's the way to do it. Oh, that'd be such a frustrating game. Especially those ones where you're like relying on other people to, like the ball dropping one. Like if they drop the ball. Oh,
Anything where your fate is not decided by yourself would suck.
Yeah, that would be a bummer.
But I don't know. I would it haunt you more if you knew you made a mistake to get yourself out? Or if it would just like, dang, this person did this thing and I'm out.
Probably the second one would haunt me more.
Yeah. I was thinking about it though. If I was on the platform where the balls were dropping randomly, I would make everybody else move out of the way and I'm catching all of them. Like they were not coming in that fast.
Yeah.
And you can see where they are.
They should have like
move
10,
out of the way. I'm
10
running.
Catchers.
And everybody else will
get out of the way. Cause just like,
cause boom, if you're standing right here and somebody might go for it, somebody might not.
And everyone's so nervous.
Yeah. It's not like it's heavy and you're like letting it fall through. You're waiting and you're boom. Yeah. I got it.
Dunzo. I'm high pointing that thing as soon
as it's falling. Oh my gosh. I'm Jeremiah Smith jumping up there, aggressive, bring it down.
Oh my goodness. And then spike it on the ground and get out. Woo!
Yeah.
Also, the people threatening that guy, they were like, don't say anything. The ball dropped the first one. I,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, why was just,
I dropped.
Well, I'm putting you in timeout right now.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Why was he saying it so much? I would be so mad if he was like, I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. I, like just like saying it over and over again.
On camera.
I know, but still, what if they don't? Like, just be quiet about it. Don't say anything.
They have 1,000 cameras. In
I know, but what's the point
what would
of
you
saying
do if
something?
All of a sudden, they reviewed the footage and there's like, this guy dropped it, but he was completely silent about it.
What's everyone, the point of saying
but
anything?
But everyone would be like, why do you tell us? You suck.
Why would he tell them? Like, why would they be mad at him for not telling them?
For making them think they won.
And then they get eliminated.
Give them false hope. People hate when you get false hope. If I give you false hope right now, what would you do?
Oh, I get mad just thinking about it.
I get so angry.
These walls. I get like so hopeful, and then I'm like,
gone.
These walls are speaking to me right now.
Really?
Yeah, they say there's some magic that's going to happen in here.
Oh, my goodness. I think it's just the echo. It literally is speaking back to you.
There's magic that's
going to
happen.
Wow. Whoa. I heard that. Whoa.
Heard that from every single angle.
Yeah.
Can that's you hear incredible. These chairs?
No. They're not squeaky.
I thought that scandal stuff that Mr. Beast is going through might end him, but not even close.
No, he's too big.
Actually, better than ever now, unfortunately. I don't know if he really did anything wrong. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I don't know. He's on
it's good that Chris is gone, though.
Yeah.
Right, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah.
He got engaged, though, Mr. Beast.
Yeah, I saw that. Everybody was commenting, like, she didn't look too excited.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I thought
like,
it was just
they
funny.
Were like, people were saying, is this staged? Like, did he already propose somewhere else?
It's kind of funny that it was in like Christmas morning in their pajamas at a house.
Mr. Beast
with
pajamas.
All the money he has, they could do it in the most
his house is
grand
pretty
location
grand.
Ever.
It looked like
maybe, probably.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
That house in that living room.
Maybe she was upset. It was so lame.
Yeah. Did you're not falling out of the helicopter? You, like blow up yachts and stuff for people.
Yeah. Blow yourself up and then give me the ring.
Yeah.
She's South African.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And everybody's like,
you're just
up,
like, you're one up. Step away from Mr. Beast.
Basically Mr. Beast.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Parker and I played Pac-Man so much this weekend.
Oh,
this
yeah. Last week. It was sick.
Terrible.
No, it was the best.
Dude, it was, you would be hooked if you had
we gotta
a Pac-Man
get one
machine.
Of those tables.
You know, let's
pull
one up here.
I want to get a little Pac-Man machine. This room's
going
to be
left
so full of stuff.
Broken, yeah, the house in Broken Bow that we stayed in had a Pac-Man machine. I left a day early because I had to work. On January 2nd, I left with a high score of like 26,000 something. The previous high score on the machine was 16,000 when we got there. So for all time, it's been 16,000 or below. Get to church on Sunday or whatever day. I don't know. Talking to Anthony, Gavin's father-in-law. He's like, sorry about your score. I was like, what are you talking about? He got 30,000 while we were gone.
Which, if you knew anything about Pac-Man, that is a
high
score.
That's very hard to get. That's a very high score. Very hard to get.
I feel like I could get it. I said it three times.
I feel like.
Did we tell the audience about our 50 kill Fortnite win? I feel like that was after our last episode.
You guys, oh, there was so much time that passed between the last episode and this.
Literally
one.
Christmas.
Yeah,
we had a great Christmas, everybody. So
fun. Oh, I got Mariah a kitten.
Aww.
He's actually very good. His name is Ranger. He's a boy cat.
Boy cat.
He's very calm most of the time, but he comes alive at night and it's just wreaks havoc. He doesn't meow at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, Clementine meows so much.
Classic.
It's awesome.
He just does the thing where if you're under the blanket and you move, he thinks it's a creature and he like tries to.
Oh, that's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Yeah. It's funny.
He also has a bad habit of petting you. He has a little bit of an identity crisis. He doesn't know which one's the pet.
When he's tired and he's about to fall asleep,
he'll just start stroking you.
I have a video on my phone. His paw will just like, it was on my leg and just petting me.
That's so funny.
And sometimes instead of like making biscuits, you know how cats do that? He'll just like barely just like be moving his paws back and forth.
Also, no, I don't know about the making biscuits.
Thing. Oh, it's so funny. It's...
That's called making biscuits.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was called making biscuits.
I didn't know that. There was one time when I was little and my mom was like reading to me something and she was like, oh, Zoe's making biscuits on the bed. And I was like, get out of here.
Oh my gosh. I thought she was pooping.
So you've known that for a long time. Parker's like, I didn't know that either until, and then when he was five.
Oh my gosh.
My mom told him. I would not have assumed biscuits was poop when I was five.
When you were three?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I was older than that. Oh, she's making biscuits. No! Gross! I don't
know. Get her out of there!
Yeah.
She's cats making weird, biscuits.
Weird creatures. But yeah, dude, me and Parker and Gavin and my little brother Jeremiah hopped into a few games of Fortnite, like the night before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
It was. It was Christmas Eve.
That was a beautiful evening.
Beautiful Christmas Eve Fortnite.
Take me back.
And we had a 49 kill. No, we had a 48 kill
win.
I had like 24. Insane. Jeremiah had 18.
I had three.
It was electric.
I had six.
Man, I feel so bad. There was one kid that messaged us so many times about wanting to play Fortnite.
We played with him, right?
No, this is another kid. And it was during the time where like we had played for a while and then we took a hiatus for like 9 months.
Oh.
That makes me sick.
And I'm like, dude, I was like, when we're on, I promise. I added him and everything, but then we just never been on.
We never did it. We need a fourth.
The invitation still stands.
You guys, if you want to play Fortnite with us, hit us up.
Since OG's back, we'll be playing way more often.
Oh my gosh, we play every day.
OG zero build.
I haven't played since Christmas Eve.
Gavin's played once. Me and Parker have played once since Christmas Eve, and we got two wins.
Oh, thanks for the invite, jerks.
We 100% invited you.
No. Maybe never got a text.
I think you texted me, and you're like, we haven't played Fortnite in a while. I'm like, no, we haven't.
Oh.
Disgusting.
That was on Friday night. You're busy.
Yeah, you always don't want to play Fortnite. I'll play Fortnite tonight.
I'll play.
Really?
Yes.
Parker? I'll play too.
Don't say it.
Maybe I can't.
Why?
If I have to edit this, we're going to Dallas tomorrow.
You can edit on the way to Dallas.
Oh,
yeah, shoot. Just don't drive.
Oh, yeah, I'm riding with your dad. We'll be fine.
I'll be in the car.
What?
Parker can do anything.
I still got a shred tonight.
Me too.
Nah, you can catch up tomorrow.
Maybe we're...
No, I'm shredding tonight.
There's no way to catch up. Gavin and I are doing the...
The shred.
30-day shred.
You should do it.
We should do it with some listeners next year if they're interested.
No one is going to do that.
Yes, dude. Everybody loved our theological talk at the end of last episode.
Yeah, but that's different. They're reading the whole Bible in 30 days. It's like 2 hours a day at least.
It's not that bad.
It's not.
You literally are giving
a Fortnite. And if you have to here's the thing. So it's Nathan Finocchio's Bible plan. You should look him up if you don't know him. Funny guy. Very sarcastic.
Very wise.
Very knowledgeable about the Bible.
So looks really weird.
Yeah, he has got a crazy... it's cool, but he's just got a crazy style. Yeah, his hair is also wild.
It's giving homeless.
But he does this every January. He'll read the entire Bible. And so he has his Bible plan on the Bible app. And we started Genesis chapter 1 to 42 or something on the first day. Then... Exodus, then Leviticus, with some numbers, and then Numbers, and now we're on Deuteronomy.
Essentially, they're splitting up the whole Bible into 30 days worth of reading.
Yep.
Exactly what it is.
Easy.
And it's more to get the big picture, not get like super deep. and trying to get a lot from specific verses in scripture, but it's just kind of getting the whole picture of the Bible. It's very good, especially reading through Genesis and Exodus in 2 days gives you a lot more perspective, because I've only ever read it
just happened
in such a short span.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. You should do it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't do the whole Bible, just Genesis and Exodus in 2 days is really good.
Yeah.
So we're shredding. And then Parker and I text each other every day after we shred.
I shred.
You shredded. I shredded. Yeah.
Gosh. I just don't think the issue is that you guys have jobs where you can be listening to stuff while you're working.
I don't listen at work. It's cheating.
Yeah. You can listen.
If I'm listening to it, I'm reading it as well. I'm like,
really?
Tracking along while it's speaking to me.
Because sometimes that works for me. Because if I'm like, oh, I got to read a lot, then I'll listen while I'm reading, because then I just comprehend it better rather than just trying to read so fast and be like, oh, backtrack and try and read it again.
So you don't listen while you're working?
No. Kevin? I wouldn't be able to focus.
Oh my gosh.
I did some while I was working on the studio, but for the most part,
if you can reading. Lock in and have it, if you are accomplishing a very specific task and there's going to be no other distractions, then maybe, but so it's too hard.
Mud
for
work
me.
Is not amazing on some spots, because I was like listening and then wow. I was like,
I don't know. Maybe I could do it. My excuse was going to be like, oh, well, they listen at work. I can't listen to stuff at work.
Yeah, you got to do like the morning. You got to listen to your entire lunch and read your entire lunch. And then.
What about the women in your guys' lives? You just don't interact with them?
I told her, I was like, hey, I'm going to be shredding.
Yeah, we told them we're going to shred. Okay. We were in the hot tub at Broken Bow. And I was like, Parker, I've been seeing Nathan Finocchio talking about his shred thing.
And you got to do it.
I said, let's do it.
Because I thought about doing it last year. I think I started it and didn't read any of it.
I think I read the Bible one.
I started the plan.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was on your...
Yeah. Yeah, plans. It was on my plans. I clicked on it. I was like, ooh, 0 days. It completed.
Yeah, so we're just on day 5
right now. 335 days behind. Ooh, that's not good.
That's not going to work.
So, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
How much time a day is it?
If you're like listening and reading on 2x is what I'll do usually.
2x is so fast.
Jeez,
that's pretty fast.
Doing it in one sitting is hard.
1.75. Yeah. You got to break it up.
Do as much as you can in the morning, do some at lunch, and then do a little bit in the evening.
And if you got to skim, you can skim. He says, he's like,
yeah, there's a good little intro for the first devotional.
He's like, don't save it for all to the end of the day. Otherwise, you are going to be skimming for your life.
And ain't nobody got time for that.
And ain't nobody got time for that. So you really do got to break it up into your day. Read a couple chapters here, read a couple chapters there, read 10 chapters later, then read another
bingo,
10
bingo,
chapters.
Bingo, bingo, it's done.
And
done.
Then read another 5.
And have you been enjoying it, or are you just doing it?
Yeah.
I've been enjoying it more than I thought. Okay. And I feel more motivated to be like, okay, I just got to shred a couple chapters here.
Yeah, and I'll text Parker like verses, and I'm saying, this verse is crazy.
Whoa, no crushed testicles and no dwarves in the assembly of God.
Or you're unclean.
Something
you
like that.
You can't offer sacrifice.
You guys were shredding the vid?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that sounds crazy.
That was Numbers.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah,
it was Numbers.
Either way, that's a tough shot.
Numbers chapter 26.
That, 27. That was one where I went back and was like, is this what it just said?
Yeah.
I was like, hallucinating.
Pause.
Ooh, my imagination.
Wait, playa? Yeah, you just got so bored that you just started imagining the craziest temple rules of all time.
Yeah, Leviticus has a couple like stories in there, but it's a lot of just, you do this, you're unclean. You want to offer this sacrifice if you have a calf or a goat or a lamb you need to sacrifice, you can do that. But if you can't afford that, then
these doves.
Then there's doves or pigeons.
Huh.
If you can't. Two of them. But yeah.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, I'll hop on it, I guess. I've been trying to get 10,000 steps a day, so maybe while I'm doing that. But I can't.
A couple of days I was going to the gym.
Yeah, but you're listening intently.
Phone up. So I'm.
Yeah, if I'm just
reading and walking,
I'm not going to be dang distracted while I'm walking.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. Okay. I did like 3 miles the other day walking while I was reading.
I'll start at 2 Samuel. I'll start just where I'm at currently in the Bible.
Yeah.
Second slam.
Shred it.
I don't think I've ever read the Bible all the way through, cover to cover.
Mm.
Not in succession.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
You done it?
Mm-hmm.
Parker? No.
Never.
I think I did it 2 years. 2 years in a row I've done it. I didn't do it last year. But I think I don't think I'll do read it in the entire year. I'll probably do the shred.
Multiple times?
No, every January.
Probably do 12 shreds.
Yeah, 12 shreds a year. I watched his video of when he first started to do it, because he was like at a youth conference when he was younger, and the pastor there had broken his toe or his foot or something and couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. And so he was like, yeah, in the last 3 months, I've read the Bible 3 times just because there's nothing else to do.
Might as well.
And he was like, I'm going to do that
someday. Bro definitely does not know about Fortnite.
Yeah. So then he grew up and decided to shred.
Wow. Well.
Tear it up.
Yeah, I'll start shredding.
I think I'm going to do the Bible in a year starting in February. But I'll just try to catch up so that I end December 31st. I'll just read a little bit extra every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Bible in 11 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's a good idea.
No, I'm just going to shred every January and then never read it for the rest of the year.
Well, I'm reading other stuff. I'm reading other Bible plans. Or not Bible plans, but the Bible.
The Bible.
You know, you can actually read it not in a plan.
That's what I've been doing. I bought a new Bible and it's really nice. And I've been reading so much, just whipping it out and just whoosh. It's been awesome. You guys shred, seriously. Start now and end February 5th.
Or read 5 days worth in one day.
Easy.
That's a work day.
Oh, yeah. You would literally be reading for 10 hours.
It's possible.
It is possible, you guys.
You're just trying to flex it. Oh, yeah. That would definitely be like 14 hours. That's how long my work days are.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's a work day? Yeah, that's 14 hours.
I don't know if I could read 20 hours in a row, man.
I could work 20 hours in a row, though, because I do every week. All the firefighters. 48 hours.
Yeah. 48-hour shift. They're just zonked half of it.
Yeah. Hilarious.
I'm glad we didn't set the bar too high in this room. It's only going to go up from here.
Yeah, it's a short episode. We edited out the last 5 minutes of the podcast.
Oh, so boring.
So boring, so terrible. Just kidding.
But we are back. It's a new year. We're excited. It's going to feel a lot better once this place is
permanent,
you know, because this is our jank setup while we got the walls and we got to get an episode out.
I do not look at the walls. Do not look at the cords.
Don't look at
hanging from where the TV is supposed to be.
Yes. No, they won't be able to see that.
So don't look at it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sick.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. You guys are awesome.
You guys are so awesome.
Seriously.
You are awesome.
No, you guys.
Listening right now.
Wait, you're right awesome. There, listening in your car. Wait, and you with the AirPods in.
And you,
with the aftermarket stuff.
And you, my wife at home.
And my wife.
I love you. You're awesome.
If you're at home.
And my grandmother listening and we're
getting to love you. You're awesome.
And you with the hoodie. What's your name? I haven't seen you before.
Oh, you, and sir. You with the, yeah.
You there.
And yeah, I see you listening. Slaving away in your room doing homework. It's algebra. I mean, it's tough. It's only going to get easier? No, it's going to get harder.
It might get harder.
It's going to be worth it in the end. It's actually not. You're never going to use it once you graduate.
But it's okay.
But keep going.
Keep pushing.
It's good.
Also, you right there. Yeah, you.
You think nobody sees you?
We see you.
We see you.
The Gas Boys. Also, I see you right in the comment. I see you right in the comment. I also see you filling out a review.
Pressing the donate. $1 million button. Mr. Beast?
Mr. Beast?
Is that you?
You heard we were talking
Jimmy
about
Donaldson?
It.
Is that you?
Oh my gosh. James?
That's incredible. Hey, listen, I loved the way you proposed. Okay.
I think
I'm just reading the comments.
I would have said yes, Mr. Beast, more emphatically than she did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Beast, though, for all your support.
Thank you, Mr.
Sorry
Beast.
Sorry about the honey contract.
Nobody else can do what you do. Bye. Also, Tesla's blown up, so.
What?
And the terrorist attack in New Orleans.
Oh, I have so much to say about that. I've been doing a deep dive.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's too confidential to say on here. I might get executed by the FBI.
Oh, my gosh. Or me.
Or Parker.
You never know. Thanks for listening, everybody.
He's a sleeper. Peace.